The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vacation. If you want vacations, you're not really in the right business.
I have a lot of friends, they take vacations for 6 weeks and 8 weeks and 3 months, and they're never happy. So I watched my father, so I like to work. My father was a worker, and he loved to work. He'd work on Saturdays, he'd work on Sundays. He just liked it. He'd go to church, but after church, he'd go and work.
My father was a builder in Brooklyn and Queens. He built moderate income housing and some low income housing. He was really good at what he did. He was a real professional. And I learned a lot just sitting at his knee, you know, listening to him from the time I grew up. And I just learned a lot about negotiating. I learned a lot about building.
I think right now what people want is they want competence. They're tired of other things.
But we could talk a little bit about success for all the young people. The old people, who knows, maybe you'll become more successful. And the people are the happiest are not necessarily the people who are the wealthiest, okay? Because we're talking about success. Most people think success is measured in the form of monetary success. It's not really. But in terms of monetary success, it does make life easier.
I've built a fantastic company with a fantastic worth.
You don't have to worry about food and housing and education and sickness, your doctors. You go to the best doctors, and hopefully that solves the problems.
Money does not buy happiness, and it does not buy lots of other things, but it certainly makes life easier, and it really does create, it lets me create what I want to do artistically, because I'm an artist. In a certain sense, I'm an artist. I build the greatest buildings in the world. Most of my business is the building of things, and I get great artistic pride out of a great building like Trump Tower. And I put up great things. And having money and having the kind of access to money that I have allows me to do what I like to do best.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. But the fact is, no one has ever achieved anything significant without a chorus of critics standing on the sidelines explaining why it can't be done. Nothing is easier or more pathetic than being a critic.
You can never be sure of anything, can you?
But the future belongs to the dreamers, not to the critics. The future belongs to the people who follow their heart no matter what the critics say, because they truly believe in their vision.
We need toughness. We need this, we need the brain power, and we need toughness. The people I know that are really tough and really smart, and right now, that's what we need.
I think you have to be smart in business. I don't think you have to be a killer. I think you have to be smart. Anytime you have a great business, you always have competition, and you always have, unfortunately, the smart and the tough people coming into it.
Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. If I give you one message to hold in your hearts today, it's this: never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit, you'll want to go home.
Well, that happens in life. That's a human trait.
It's always a challenge, like life itself is a challenge.
I've seen so many brilliant people. They gave up in life. They were totally brilliant. They were top of their class. They were the best students.
I know some people that are fantastic people, people that have looked for a job for 2 years and they give up. They can't do it.
I've seen others who really didn't have that talent or that ability, and they're among the most successful people today in the world because they never quit and they never gave up. So just remember that. Never stop fighting. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right, and always have the courage to be yourself. Most importantly, you have to do what you love. You have to do what you love. I've seen so many people, they're forced through lots of reasons to go down a path that leads them to something that they don't love, that they don't enjoy. You have to do what you love, or you most likely won't be very successful at it.
In my case, I'm a very conservative person, although, you know, not as conservative perhaps as some, but I'm pretty conservative.
You know, words are less important to me than deeds. I have a very high aptitude, and I think I was at the best schools and always did good. I was a good student.
And I will tell you that I always told people, you know, I'm a very smart guy. I got good marks. I was all this. I went to the best college, the Wharton School of Finance, which to me is like the greatest business school.
I'm an entrepreneur. I've been very, very successful. I built a great, great company. I posted numbers that were incredible numbers and all of that stuff.
What I say, I guess a lot of people are listening to. In fact, many millions of people are listening to. And that's why, you know, it's interesting. When they come up to my office, they don't want my money. They want my endorsement, every one of them. They want the endorsement because I represent millions of people.
Everyone tries to lean on me, but I have lots of really good relationships, and I don't mind being leaned on if it's to help somebody. I think I really enjoy helping people at high levels and at low levels.
I don't think they want so much me. I think they want my ideas, what I represent, because I represent a large group of people, many millions of people.
I have my own opinions, you can have your own opinions.
But I speak my mind.
I just don't believe instinctively in turning the other cheek. If somebody was out to hurt you, if somebody was out to do a number on you, I really believe that you should just do a number on them if you get the chance.
There's a group of people that think it's something you shouldn't discuss. I think it's an issue that if somebody brings it up, it's certainly an issue that's worth talking about.
There were people that I really helped in business when things were very good in the 1980s and when my company was going good. And they did not lift a finger to help me when I needed it. And there were a couple of them that could have very easily helped me. I think one of the reasons I really succeeded and bigger than even in the 80s is the fact that it's a little word called perseverance. I didn't stop. And I did persevere. I went against a lot of odds. And I came up with a phrase, survive till 95. That was in the early 1990s. And it turned out to be right because the world changed, the economy changed, and there was a survival tactic till a certain year. I had faced the possibility of losing everything. And I went back to work. I focused my mental energies. What I did is I re-put up my guard and re-put up my defenses and my offenses much stronger than I ever did in the 80s, and worked probably harder than I did in the 70s and 80s, and actually became much more successful. And I survived. Most people didn't survive. I mean, a lot of my friends, a lot of good people and bad people had to go bankrupt, and you know, never heard from them again, and you probably never will hear from them again.
And those people were scared. They thought it was over. Arrogant guys, guys that were hot stuff, guys that thought they'd go into a restaurant, they were the kings. And I watched them and they were like weak, poor, pathetic men. And a lot has to do with bad decisions that have been made. We'd never make a bad deal. We were smarter, we were tougher, we were better, we had all the cards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.